Candace, Candace Potter, Potter, 824-22-72680. She comes in today complaining of nausea and vomiting in the this morning. Candace is a 42-year-old woman with history of hypertension, diabetes, gastroesophageal reflux, migraine headaches, insomnia, depression, and anxiety, who comes in today with nausea and vomiting. Since this morning, patient has very little abdominal pain. She's alert. She's awake. She's not in any distress. Oh, for Candace? Oh, for that lady. Surgery includes hysterectomy, complete cholecystectomy, hernia, allergy, Emitrex, Ativan, Flexeril. Social, Aspiria, 2005, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, doesn't use any drugs. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. 138 pounds, 99%, 98.2, 16, 59, 112, over 68. Heart positive, home positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen is soft, next to these controls are high, short arm, close and lesion. Again, abdominal examination is very soft, non-tender. There's nothing specific on the exam wanting to get any further studies at this time. Number one, nausea and vomiting. Number two, suspect gastroenteritis. Number three, she does have hyperactive bowel sounds, which is consistent with gastroenteritis. Number four, most likely will have diarrhea later today. Number seven, or whatever number, Zofran 8 milligram ODT, next to myrcenic and suppository. Both were given for patients to decide which one works best because she cannot take the Zofran when she's vomiting, she states. Nixmer's blood work done. Nixmer's patient's medications reviewed. Nixmer's patient's Cymbalta, hydroxyzine, trazodone, clonazepam was prescribed. Nixmer's patient did have PDMP. Patient's PDMP from the state was reviewed before giving any controlled substances today as it's done on a regular basis. Next numbers, patient come back to us later today and or go to the emergency room if she develops pain or any other associated symptoms related to her nausea and vomiting.